On Sunday, Vermont Health Access Commissioner Mark Larson sent a letter of apology to the chair of the House Health Care Committee to express his regret and apologize for not providing timely and accurate information last month when asked whether there had been security failures in the state's health care exchange. VTDigger.org, an independent online investigative newspaper, posted Larson's original testimony to the House committee.
Have we had any security failures in Vermont?
We have no situations where somebody's private information has been breached.
The Associated Press obtained information under Vermont's public records law that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid had been advised of a security breach 3 weeks before Commissioner Larson appeared before the committee. The fault occurred when a Vermonter accessed the account of another Vermonter with the same name. There has been a flood of condemnation that Larson did not note the problem during his testimony. Larson's apology was directed to Committee Chair Democrat Mike Fisher, who notes an irony in that the breach was a very limited one-time occurrence.
Mark clearly blew it. He gave us an inaccurate answer to a very specific question, and that is disappointing and frustrating. I appreciate it that Commissioner Larson has recognized that he made a mistake and has given as clear an apology for that mistake. But it is concerning.
Larson is a former state legislator, and many of his critics were once close colleagues in the legislative chambers. But House Minority Leader Republican Don Turner is extremely disappointed and hopes Larson faces, quote, serious consequences, unquote.
We are very concerned that Commissioner Larson's credibility may be permanently damaged. I can totally understand why people wouldn't trust him going forward. We don't really have any specific action that we're looking for, but we do want there to be something in his personnel file. And if anything like this happens again in the future, Commissioner Larson should be relieved of his position.
Turner is also unsatisfied with the apology that Larson sent to the committee chair, saying he should have sent one to fellow Republican Representative Mary Morrissey, who posed the question that was inaccurately answered.
She asked a question. She got a lie for an answer. I'm hoping that he has the courtesy to call and apologize to her directly.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling is concerned that all the finger-pointing will erode the public's confidence in the healthcare exchange.
I am worried that people will read into this, that they shouldn't enroll, that their information might get into the hands of wrongdoers, and I just don't think that's the case.
In a statement released following Larson's apology, Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin said he was, quote, disappointed to learn that Commissioner Larson did not adequately disclose the circumstances of it, unquote. Fellow Democrat House Speaker Shap Smith's statement bluntly notes that, quote, the incident is unacceptable, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.